This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site, and we do it for free, including the site itself. FTL 2.0 now allows you to interact with other listeners in that you get to submit show prep suggestions, whatever you want, news stories, videos, blog posts, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy. You can submit them to the site, and other listeners can vote them up or vote them down, and as can you, vote other people's submissions up and down. So head over to freetalklive.com, get yourself an account. It is completely free. That's freetalklive.com. So, Mark, I was looking through the industry trades today and our talk radio business, and one of them was mentioning one of our competitors. And I don't know if I guess competitor is an accurate phrase, even though we're not on during the same day part as he is.
At the, they're not a all, direct competitor.
They're all competitors to some extent.
Let's just call him another talk show host.
Yeah, another talk show host who wishes he was a libertarian, Neil Bortz.
Now, come on. He's so mean. The fact is, both you and I have listened to Neil Bortz. He brought us along on the path of liberty to some extent. Yeah, it just thinks he's a libertarian. That's terrible to say.
He wishes he was a libertarian. He's probably one of the closest cases that talk radio has. If you look at the mainstream syndicated talkers out there, to Neil Bortz's credit, he's certainly further along the path than Glenn Beck is, for instance, who is another character who calls himself a libertarian. Both of these.
Why is it that he's further along? Because of the drug war thing?
I'm pretty sure he's real good on the drug war.
Okay,
Neil
yeah.
Bortz.
Yeah, well, Neil Bortz is very good on the drug war.
Neil Bortz actually has spoken at libertarian conventions and things like that. So he's
Glenn Beck would speak at them too if they paid him.
If they paid him, yeah. So anyway. He's a little further along, maybe a lot farther than Glenn Beck. I'm not real sure. I haven't listened to his show in a while, but they both still favor the war, and they make excuses for killing people, innocent people around the world. And sorry, that's just not a pro-liberty position. Anyway, one of the things that also Neil Bortz is just not libertarian about is the idea, or not liberty-minded about, is the idea of the fair tax. He's got a real thing for changing around the tax structure in Washington, D.C. And we actually had the fair tax people on this program a while back. There's a lengthy interview available on our guest page at guests.freetalklive.com. And we did a fairly, I think, thorough job of really delving into what this fair tax thing entails. And one of the, I guess, quick points you can make on it is the idea that the government is somehow going to get rid of the income tax and replace it with a fair tax, the so-called fair tax, this flat tax, is pretty silly.
I'm not confident enough that they're going to get rid of the income tax.
No.
I'd be willing to trade you the income tax for the fair tax. I'd be willing to do that. I just don't believe that I'm going to actually have that option, and I shan't make the offer to trade anything until the other party has made their offer.
Yeah, it's not bloody likely. If they were to go through with this, and there's no indication that they will. There's no indication that this is in any way going to become a political reality. It's just something that allowed Neil Bortz to sell some books.
It's good for a talk show host to have shtick.
Yeah. If they were to go through with it, then it's very likely they would keep the income tax, but they would tell folks that, like they did back when the income tax came around, they would tell folks that, oh, no, don't worry. We're going to keep the income tax, but only for the richest 1%. Only for those people, you know, those darn evil people with the 95% of the wealth or whatever the statistic is. It's only going to go after them. Those are the only people that will have to suffer the wrath of the income tax heretofore. And, of course, Americans would eat it up. Oh, my God, thank you for freeing me from the income tax. See, this federal government is possible to change. It is possible to reform. And what they'd really do is, of course, they put in whatever a 30% flat tax, is the proposal, basically, for this so-called fair tax.
Close.
A 30% sales tax, basically, which is built into the total of the price of the products, as I understand it. Doesn't show at the register, so people wouldn't really even realize necessarily what's going on. And then what they would do is they'd slowly ramp up the income tax again. They'd ramp it down to, okay, well, you know, times are tough here. We need a little bit more revenue. Top 5% now. And then, okay, if you're making over $50,000 or if you're making over $30,000, they just change it. You know, a few years down the line, they'd change it.
Change the rules, and what are you going to do?
They'd change it again.
You got it again.
And before you know it, 5-10 years down the road, you're paying the income tax and the 30% sales tax.
That seems too quick for me to believe that, but maybe, you know.
Who knows? It's all speculation. I mean, we're in the world of speculation right now because it's pretty unlikely this is going to go through.
Yeah, right. They're going to repeal the 16th Amendment. Ho, ho.
The other thing is about this fair tax that's worthy of mention is the rebate factor. Yeah. I found this particularly insidious. And the idea that a so-called libertarian could support any plan with this in it.
Everybody scoots a little closer to the radio. What's so insidious?
It is the idea that every American household would receive a check on, I believe it's a monthly basis.
Yeah, it's a monthly check.
From the federal government.
Yeah.
As a rebate for, if you're poor, buying stuff at the store. The idea would be that...
The lowest... You know, everybody gets a check for the lowest amount that you make or something like that. So everybody makes below $20,000. Everybody gets a check for the first $20,000 that you get. But if you make $14,000, you're going to get a smaller check than somebody who makes $30,000. Does that make sense?
I thought it was a flat check across the board for everybody. That, as I understood it, it was just it wasn't based on your income. It was just the federal government have determined that a poor family would spend this on groceries, so we are going to give you this amount because the idea is to avoid the sales tax on groceries.
We can agree that there's a monthly check. How's that?
There is a monthly check.
And the likelihood that it's going to be distributed fairly makes no sense to me. The government doing something fairly?
If you think that welfare is bad, if you think that welfare gets people hooked on government money and turns them into dependent individuals rather than independent people, if you believe that welfare is wrong and should be replaced by private charity and voluntary ways to help people, which is what I believe, then you couldn't possibly support this so-called fair tax program. Because you're literally talking about a welfare check from the federal government going to every household in America. Based on social security numbers,
I think that charity's good, and I think the government welfare institutionalizes poverty. I think that it keeps people down and doesn't allow them to grow out, whereas charity has the expectation that they will grow out of whatever problem it is that they have.
But do you agree that that is particularly insidious in that it would hook every American household essentially on welfare?
They're all hooked anyway.
They're not all.
With the earned income tax credit, the 109,000 people that file taxes out, 109 million people that file taxes out there, they're okay. Already getting welfare.
Well, not every American household.
I am getting welfare.
Really?
From the I file taxes, wow. Yes.
All right, well,
what do you want me to do?
Stop? I don't believe I'm getting welfare in any way, shape, or form.
No, I don't think you are. You're not filing taxes.
Right, and I probably wouldn't get the fair tax thing because I don't pay into Social Security. I think they were going with Social Security. I don't know how they were going to figure out households and all that. I don't know how they were going to – what the plan was to ascertain who would get these checks, but they were intended to go to every household. So I thought that was really
wrong. So that would be no Amish and no pastors would then get that.
I don't think the Amish would cash the checks.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Maybe they would.
They don't really seem to want to have much to do with the government.
Depends on you're making a broad statement about a group of people.
That's
true. Some of them would, some of them wouldn't.
Okay, fair enough. But the Amish folks have seem to me to be a little more principled than the average American. I think that's a fair thing to say as far as trying to stay independent of dealing with the state and paying them and obeying them.
They believe in living simply, sure.
Yeah. So this Neil Bortz character, and he's teamed up with a couple of other talk show hosts, Michael Reagan, who is... basically a failed talk show host. He had a syndicated show and is now not really that syndicated. He's on like one of those Christian talk networks, and so he's kind of heard on some obscure stations here and there.
Who are we talking about? Right. I mean, we're not an obscure station.
I can tell you, we have bigger stations than Michael Reagan does.
Okay, good.
And also Mike Huckabee, who is also, I guess, a sometime talk show host and former politician.
He's sat in for some people.
Yeah, he's got his own daily feature. Anyway, these talk show hosts have teamed up for what they're calling the online tax revolt. Yes, it doesn't require you actually getting out of your chair. Yes, it doesn't require you actually going to Washington, D.C. to wave a sign. It requires no socialization whatsoever. There's none of the benefits that accrue from actually getting together at some sort of physical location. And I'm one of the critics of protests because I don't think they really do much, but I believe there's a social aspect to them, a networking aspect that I think is valuable. So I think there is value to a protest, an in-person protest. This is all online.
Excellent. I hate having a gap.
We'll give you some of the details here. Yeah, but what's it going to do besides make people feel good?
I don't know.
We'll give you the details. We'll give you their pitch. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not sure if this one's worse than the last one we talked about. We'll explain.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's a SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got our webcam and chat room all on the same page. You can watch, listen, and interact with our other listeners free at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com.
If there's one thing that I would strongly recommend that you get for your family without hesitation, it'd be the Tigerlite T100 non-lethal personal protection device. Sometimes when you buy something, you just really know you've made a good decision. And that's the case with the Tiger Light. Go to tiger.freetalklive.com. That's tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. Coming up, we're going to tell you more about this online tax revolt that I think is particularly silly. But first, we go to your phone calls about what you want. Nick is in Kentucky on the Amp Line. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Nick?
I just wanted to tell you a quick story about what happened to me the other day in court.
Oh, well, do tell.
Yes. And actually, it wasn't me going to court, or at least I wasn't told to come to court. I went to the courthouse and paid my registration for my vehicle that they say that I have to pay them to drive. But anyway.
Right. On the roads they make you pay for.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I'm in there, and I had a little time off from work, and I decided, you know, I just want to go in and observe the court, and specifically maybe a jury trial that I could just go in and observe.
Yeah, they make it
crazy,
they make it seem like on TV you can do that.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's where my point's coming to. But anyway, so again, call me crazy, but one, I just really was just curious, and I had never seen a jury trial. And two, I was, you know, I wanted to see the oppression that was going on. So I come in there, I look at the docket numbers and all these other things and find out that there's a trial going on. So I walk into the courtroom, and I'm very respectful. I'm quiet. I'm one of these guys who, you know, you guys have discussed earlier in the week about being very angry about the state and all these other things. I'm coming more to the peace side of it. And, I mean, I don't advocate violence. I just mean that I'm so angry at people are doing the things that they're doing.
I don't blame you.
I'm by no means all the way on the peace side on this one. I'm working my way over
it's
there.
It's a constant struggle.
Right. But again, I knew that in this particular place that, you know, I better be somewhat respectful so I didn't end up in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I quietly will enter the courtroom, and as soon as I enter the courtroom, you know, I really have no idea what's going on. I just see a bunch of people on the jury in the seats and everything, and I walk in and notice that there's no one in there as far as the seats that are open and available. And I mean, all the seats are available. I walk in, and this guy, this bailiff, comes up to me and says, "Excuse me, you need to leave."
So you were in the courtroom at the docket said the trial was scheduled for that time.
Right, exactly. Okay. So I come in there, and this guy, I mean, he didn't actually touch me, but he came close, and he's like, "You need to leave." And I asked him, you know, again, being a liberty-loving person and being a little more educated than maybe the normal person walking in there, I said, "I thought that that constitutionally that trials were open to the public." And he really didn't like that.
Yeah, so, I bet he didn't. We hate it when people talk about the Constitution around here.
Right. Well, this is where it gets even better. I said, again, without confronting him, there's a guy with the gun on his hip. I walked out, and then I went right across the street right across the hallway there to the county attorney's office. And I walk in there, and I say, "Look," and I was playing a little dumb here. I was like, "Look, I thought that, you know, it may be my mistake, but I walked in this room over here, and the guy escorted me out. That I couldn't either. I thought that, you know, that all the trials were open to the public." And so this, of course, without making this story too long, basically I was sent on a mission by, you know, bureaucratic means. I got three different numbers and four different people. So finally I get to the county attorney's, one of the county attorneys, and he says, "Look, it's actually a jury selection going on for a trial. You can't be in there." And I'm like, "Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. You know, that's okay." Mm-hmm. And I left the court, or the court, the thing out there. So then, just me being curious, I look on the internet, and to see if that in fact was, you know, you couldn't be in there. Well, it turns out that the U.S. Supreme Court voted a 7-2 decision in January that in fact it was open to the public. Or that all trials or processes of the trials, including jury selection, were open to the public.
Mm-hmm. So basically the bureaucrat lied to you, which is one thing.
They probably didn't even know the difference. They just do what they do.
Yeah. Right. So I walk back in there, and this is where it gets really funny. I walk back up to the guy's office, the county attorney who I just talked to, And I said, hey, you know, again, I just wanted to let you know.
Is this the same day? Same day, yeah. Is this the same day? That was my question, too.
Oh, yeah, right, like 2 minutes later.
So you, where'd you look on the internet? You had, like, one of them smartphones?
Yes, I have my phone.
All right, great. Okay, very good.
But, so, yeah, I went in there, and I had presented this to him. Well, he just blew up and got very defensive. He said, you must have some kind of agenda here. No one comes off the street starting to spout off a
no,
U.S. Supreme Court.
They don't. You're right. They don't. He's absolutely correct about that part. However, yeah. He's wrong about the agenda part.
Yeah. No one goes into a courtroom without some sort of order to be
no
there.
No one tries to hide their public proceedings and behind closed doors unless they're doing something wrong, sir.
Right. And that's kind of how I presented to him. And he got very defensive and said, I don't want to talk to you. And I said, well, look. How about I just want someone to answer a question for me? I'm not even being, I'm not trying to be argumentative here. I just honestly want to know an answer. Can someone give me an answer as to why I cannot be in there if this is the case? And he couldn't give me an answer. So, again, I went round and round, finally to a conclusion to the story, which is kind of interesting. Again, a small victory on my part, but just for my own personal gains. But I walked to the court administrator, and she ends up getting a judge on the phone. And talks to her about this. Well, then she gets off the phone and says, look, I had a judge on the phone. She said, and gave me her name as well. I asked for the name of the judge. And she said, you need to go down to the sheriff's department and file a complaint about the judge because that was unconstitutional and you should be able to be in there. And, here's the best part. As soon as she's telling me that, the judge who was in the room who had kicked me out was walking in the room. And he kind of had a small conversation with me, opens the door and says, oh, hi, sir. I'm sorry. I must have been mistaken earlier. I really apologize for that. I shouldn't have done that. And he gave me some long excuse about he thought it was another trial or he thought it was somebody else. And I said, no, I'm just a member of the public wanting to, come in and observe. He goes, well, there's no need for you to go down to the sheriff's office. Mm-mm. I really apologize. In fact, I'm going to be on another case or another court trial later. Would you like to come in and view that?
Wow.
I just thought it was amazing that I got an apology from the judge.
Wow, that's some great groveling.
That is pretty amazing. How much time did you invest into this entire ordeal?
Probably about 45 minutes or so. It wasn't that long. And then after I, in fact...
You're still here. Hello. Hello.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so that was my victory story. Thanks.
All right. Cool. Thanks for the call tonight. The music is sometimes disconcerting.
Right.
Yes. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. That's why it's good to go in with more than one person when you go into court with cameras. Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and
Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, by the way, are free, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. It is virtually unmoderated, so a word of warning to you. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you there. It's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about gold.freetalklive.com.
It's probably the place you should go if you're looking to buy gold or silver here in the relatively near future. Before you make any commitments, go to gold.freetalklive.com. I've picked some coins there, and, you know, you should check the rates. I believe them to be really great rates. And we also have a layaway program for people who, you know, not so good at saving money like I've been in my life. All you have to do is call this number, ask for the layaway plan. You can put take 20 coins, whether they're gold or silver, pay on them weekly or biweekly, whenever you get your paycheck. When you're done paying, they'll send you the 20 coins, and then you can do it all over again. It's a great way to get real money saved in your possession rather than, you know, putting FRNs in the bank. God knows what's going to happen then. You can call 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. Or if you just want to go by, it's gold.freetalklive.com.
Okay, toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. We talked about last night a very silly protest idea, and we may have a sillier one tonight. It's kind of a toss-up. I'm not sure which one is more fruitless and futile. We'll get into some of the details here, but your calls are the primary element. So we go to Evan in Michigan. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Evan, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how's it going? I'm calling about two separate things, but I guess I'll start with the first thing. The first thing is the census. Just to be clear, you guys aren't filling it out.
I have it right here, and it is not filled out.
I haven't seen it.
Lucky you. Well, I'm calling because I stay in a house with two other guys who are in college, roommates, and Census came the other day, and they were really excited about filling it out. Like, yeah, it's a great idea, you know, and I'm like, So they go ahead and fill it out because it's one per household, right? And it comes to me, and I look at it, read through it. I read the whole black Negro thing, and I'm black, and I'm like, no. So it gets to me, and I'm like, and I just don't want to do it, you know. And so what ended up happening was I pretended to fill it out and put it in the letter that you send it back in or whatever. And I told him I was going to mail it, but I haven't. It's just sitting in my car right now. Because I was trying to take the approach that Wayne said a few days ago, which is just to answer that first question, which is how are you building your household? But my thing is, I don't want, will I endanger my friends, my roommates / friends, like, if I don't put in my information, because they did already, and they put three as the households. I don't know.
I would say, I doubt they're in danger of anything. It's not their responsibility, right, to put your information in. They put the information they felt like they wanted to put in. You are putting in the information you feel like putting in, which is nothing. So I would say,
but you've made a tacit commitment to put that in the mailbox, and I think.
Oh no, he should send it because they want to send it in, so you shouldn't stand in the way of
and
of
just
their
remember,
obedience.
It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter whether you fill it out or don't fill it out.
Well, he's worried it might matter for them. Well, like, are they going to face a fine
or
something?
Right, it could matter, matter in some small way if you don't fill it out. But it really, in the grand scheme of things, it is a rather minor protest, which is fine. Do it. I'm fine. Great. I'm not going to give them my information either. But don't imagine that you're holding them back at the door with a shotgun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just don't want to get fined or anything like that. I mean, I don't care if they come to the house, I'm just not going to answer. I just don't want, like, the whole house to get fined or anything like that because I'm not paying.
I don't see how they can enforce the fine. They're
getting
to attach the fine to something.
Right, and they're getting out a filled-in census. I mean, they're getting back a filled-in census. So if they're going to be fining people, it would seem more likely they would fine the people that don't fill it in. But then again, who knows what they will do? They are government bureaucrats. They do have power. And they are unpredictable. I would say that it's very unlikely your friends will have any liability, but what do I know? I'm just a talk show host.
Right. And the other thing is that it might work to my advantage of that because our lease is ending soon, and I'm graduating this semester in early May.
Yeah.
And I was told that when they send people, it's going to be like late April, and I may or may not be here, so it won't even matter. Like, they come around and no one's going to be in the house, I guess. So
odds
whatever.
Are good that if they come around and your roommates are still there, your roommates will give up your information on you, and there's probably not much you can do about that.
You know, and if not, your neighbors will do it. You know?
That reminds me, I need to talk to my tenants and tell them to not do that.
They're probably going to recognize that black guy walking out of the apartment. They're going to mention it, you know?
Oh, man.
So thanks for sharing that, Evan. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was calling because of relationships with the opposite sex and my recent, like, experiences with them in the sense that how do you deal with, you know, flaky girls, I guess?
Did you get stood up?
kind of. Not really, though. Like,
describe flaky.
Girl. Well, flaky is in the sense that, like, when you say you're going to do something and they're like, yeah, all about it, and all of a sudden they when it comes time to do it, they're not about it, or they just don't return.
So are we talking about you scheduled a date and then they canceled on you before? They didn't stand you up, but they canceled the date in advance?
Right.
And how many times has this happened? Is it the same girl?
Have you met her in real life?
Yes, I've met her in real life. We go to school together, and I just don't know what's up with her.
Okay, wait. Let me get the details here. So one girl is what we're talking about. We're not talking about multiple girls?
Yep.
Okay, one girl. How many times has she canceled on you?
Like twice. It's weird because we were really good friends at first, and then I tried to do, you know, take it to the next step or, you know, just pose that question or whatever, And then as soon as that happened, she, I don't know, I don't really know what's going on, but she's like, doesn't care or just doesn't want to return calls.
She's not returning calls. So when she canceled the date, how did she go about canceling it?
Through text.
So she sent you a text to say she couldn't make it. Did you reschedule? What was the second cancellation? What was the first one? What was the second one? Was it a similar kind of date? Give me a little more detail.
Well, the first one was through text. The second time, she just didn't text me at all. Like, she or didn't call me or get in contact with me at all.
Time, had she agreed to meet with you?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, but then she didn't cancel, so does that mean you were still up? Tell me a little more about that second time.
Well, I was just hoping that, like, when it got closer to the time, we were supposed to meet in the afternoon to just go out running, and she basically didn't call me or whatever, and then the next time I saw her, which is, 2 weeks ago, which is yesterday or whatever, and I asked her about it, she's like, yeah, I thought the weather was bad, so I just didn't even, you know.
Have both of these dates been for running?
No.
Okay, just great, because I mean, I'm not interested in your dates, if that's the case.
No, but we're both like athletic people, and we both run, and we're going to track.
Wrong with that. I'll take your word for it, man. I'm just kidding. I'm just not interested in running.
Some people like to run. I used to do that. So you actually showed up at the point where you were to go running, and she was not there.
Well, the funny thing about that is the same day I was coming back in from New York, and I couldn't actually even make it. But, like, the thing is, I was anticipating that she would call or something, you know.
Did you text her or call her to tell her that you couldn't make it?
No. I didn't. I was just going to see if she was going to call me because it was already scheduled, you know. So, like.
So you kind of both dropped the ball on that one then, right? Because neither of you called.
Well, she doesn't know that he dropped the ball.
Right. She didn't know.
I wonder. Can you hang on? I want to get into this because we haven't actually answered the question yet. The question, of course, is, you know, is she messing with you here, and what's going on? So hang on, Evan. If you got some thoughts for Evan, maybe you are one of our lady listeners or anybody with thoughts on this particular issue. 800-259-9231 is 2 cancellations enough evidence that something is amiss? It's Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. You can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations. We use it to reach out to more internet listeners, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks like access to the commercial break free, commercial free podcast, Amp Only podcast, Amp Only forum as well. Go get all the details, the Amp Only call in lines. It's all yours. amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, any major credit card, some alternative options available too. At amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. And you get some perks. So we continue here. Evan is on the line in Michigan. College student, knows a girl on campus, has been very good friends with her apparently. You decided you wanted to take the friendship to the next level. And
right.
You invited her out to do something. What was the first thing? We know the second thing was running. What was the first date?
It was to a movie or something.
Dinner out.
Yeah.
Dinner and a movie, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you invited her out to that. You had an agreement. She texts you to let you know. And how far in advance did she text you, might I ask?
3 hours.
3 hours in advance. She texts you to let you know that she's not going to be able to make it. You did not reschedule that particular date at that time. You then scheduled a running date later on. You're both fairly athletic. And so you scheduled a date for running. She did not end up canceling on you. You didn't end up canceling on her. You couldn't make it. She didn't make it either. And did I recap everything appropriately so far?
Yeah. And the reason I didn't call her, it was just kind of like I wanted to test and see, like, I guess, if she actually cared. Because, you know, for me, it's like if you schedule something and I can't make it, normally I'll call, you know, or I'll let you know, you know.
That's the appropriate thing to do, absolutely.
Right. Right.
So, Mark, I mean, the question here, you're one who's dated a number of women in your years. What do you think here? Is he spinning his wheels? I mean,
I'd be friendly to her when you see her and wouldn't ask her again. If she's interested in going out with you, she'll say something. I get the impression this is a girl who's too immature to be able to say to you, for whatever reason, she doesn't want to go out, or she's just not that into you for whatever reason. The best explanation I've got, your time's too valuable to spend waiting on her.
Right. And it's funny, I've actually been going around with this girl for a while. It's just, sometimes, I think maybe she's just a huge tease, you know? And sometimes that's misleading, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
and I never told her that. But before we had this situation with dating, like what I had actually asked her prior to that, and she said yes, and then to like trying to go date or whatever. But later I found out that she said that because she felt uncomfortable, I guess. I don't know, with saying no or something.
How did you find that out?
Hmm?
How did you find that out?
Through one of our mutual friends, like 2 months later.
So she told like, her, was it a girlfriend?
No, a guy.
A guy friend. So she had a guy friend of hers pass on to you that she was uncomfortable saying no to you when you asked her out.
Well, she didn't have him pass it on to me. She just kind of said it to him, and then he was just kind of sat on that information for a while and didn't tell me.
And do you trust him to tell you the truth, or is it possible he's
making we're good friends. And okay. But then again, like I was mad at him about it for a while, but then I ended up just being like, you know, it's not really his fault. He's just like the messenger. I mean, I don't know.
What kind of time frame are we talking about here between first and second dates and now? How long are we talking about?
Well, with those 2 dates, that was within like 2 weeks of each other.
And and now, then the last date to now, how far?
Between the running and the movie date, that was 2 weeks. And before that, which
from the running date to now.
Yeah, that was like a week ago. So
we're talking about all of this went down within the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. So
she has not come to you and said she has not come to you and said let's get another date scheduled. You have not come to her and asked her, you know, hey, what's going on? Do you still have an interest in going out to dinner, etc.? There has never been a discussion of the why of what's been going on.
The funny thing is, like, I ran into her the other day and I asked her about it, and I was like, you know, I don't know what's going on. I guess you hate me or whatever. And she's like, No, I just been really busy, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Does she work and go to school?
No, she doesn't even work anymore.
So she just goes to school.
She parties a lot.
Mark, do you think he should not talk to her? I mean, you said
I don't think he should not talk to her. I think that
I think he should talk to her and see what's going on.
I don't think there's any reason to approach it. You're all about that communication. You guys haven't established a communication in this area well enough. She hasn't reciprocated with communication. She doesn't want communication in this area. So you're really just putting your heart out there for no good reason. She hasn't shown herself to be gentle with it. So she doesn't deserve it.
Right. My other question for Mark is how do you feel about forcing a date, as in a sense, because I actually had a previous conversation with her about like dating, and she was like, well, I'm not really for it, but I feel like we'd have a lot of fun. But then I told her, like, well, if you don't really want to do it, we don't have to do it. And then she kind of said, well, we can just do it, you know, or whatever. But at that point, I was like, forget it, never mind, you know.
I think you're right, Mark, that she clearly doesn't have the interest that she should in order to keep this moving forward. So
yeah, that's how I feel about it. And maybe she'll come to the conclusion at some point that that she does have that level of interest, because she'll miss the friendship to some extent. I'm not saying you shouldn't try to be a friend. I'm just saying that there's going to be this gap between you. There is, because she hasn't fulfilled her responsibilities and that have been created through conversation. And so there's going to be a certain level of a gap. Maybe she'll want to bridge that gap, and maybe she won't. But you're best off by moving on.
Right. Well, I always thought, because like sometimes I hear people like talk about people getting together or whatever, and the guy really likes it, but the girl has like no intention of like getting with her, and the guy just kind of shoves it until down her, not really shoves it down the door, but encourages it until the point where she finally says yeah or whatever. So no. I thought maybe
that may describe your situation.
You're not going to get, what are you hoping to achieve by doing that? If you are at a party and a girl's drunk and you keep on saying, come on, come on, come on. At some point or another, she may give you what you're looking for.
Just a douchebag at that point.
But, I don't know. It's not a relationship, and it's never going
to. So the persistence doesn't work.
Persistence is great for Hollywood movies, and it's really essentially stalking in real life. And I think it's a real disservice that Hollywood has done for young men, because it encourages them to essentially act weird. That's a shame.
I think that that pretty much settles it. Evan, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that covers all the bases tonight.
All right, well, hey, don't hesitate to call back if you have any other thoughts, because I sure do enjoy the relationship questions when they come up, and they don't come up very often. So thank you, Evan, for the call, and good luck out there. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with your phone calls. Roy is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roy.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Roy?
Well, that was an interesting last call. I'd like to say I agree 100% with Mark. I also dated a lot of girls, and I wouldn't be surprised if that guy goes out and dates another girl, and then this one comes around and says, oh, maybe I should go out with him after all.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Once she sees him with another girl, you
as
mean?
As soon as he's holding hands with some other chick, it's going to change everything.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about talk radio, actually. And I know... Ian is fresh on the heels and coming back, rubbing shoulders with all the big wigs at the Talkers Convention and stuff.
Yep, it's true.
I didn't really have a whole point. Maybe just we could have a little bit of a discussion about it. I'll start off by saying I don't really care for talk radio in general, because I find that the formula that the host will follow is that if you disagree with them, then they will turn down your microphone and yell on top of you, and there's a lot of ad hominem attacks. It's just a real low quality of discourse in general. I think you guys are different. That's why I like listening to your show. But
you're just a darn liberal. That's what I have to say. Darn liberals, commies.
Yeah, and I have a hard
time. Get off my phones!
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding, of course.
But, yeah, but, you know, does that stuff sell ads? What goes through the marketing people's minds? I know you guys have worked at traditional stations before. Like, what kind of audience does that cater to? Is it just people that want to be patted on their back and kind of told their own opinions? Or, you know, I guess it's a question of talk radio and psychology of the listeners.
I'll answer that question when we get back to the break.
Good pre-sale, Mark. Hang on. If you want to stick around, you're welcome to continue the discussion here in a moment. Talk radio... Does it sell ads? Boy, does it. We can definitely talk about that. 800-259-9231, but I also agree that the industry is just pathetic as far as its variety of content is concerned. We'll delve in a little further. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to...